It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 816.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy weekend, banter. The boys are back.
Yep. It's great to be here.
Georgie boy. Is it? How are we all?
No, I just loved Georgie's snippet yesterday of just he was real rattled the first time he came on.
Just in first a while. Time, yeah. Mate, he's been on before.
In
he's
a while.
Been on
the show. Yeah, no, first time in a while.
Mason's trying to rewrite history, GB. He's never been on before.
I know.
Was that the first he's been time on as much as for the day as well.
So yeah, like, he's been on as much as you, Sevs. So, how are you feeling? You nervous, Sevs? No, you're all right.
Nah, I'm all right.
Let's just wake up.
Did you? Mate, I woke up freezing last night. Annoying. I was sleeping in Bodie's bed. I tapped out. He came into my bed. I went into his bed.
What time was that?
It was only 12. Mm-hmm. He woke up
screaming. Did you
swap
beds?
It was something was going on. He just jumped into mine. And so I went into his. But I woke up freezing. So I got the raw end of the deal. And then I was like too cold to go to the toilet. And so I just... was
pissed
fighting
yourself.
With
no, sort of, then blamed it on him.
It's a showdown with your bladder of like who can last longer.
Oh, actually,
who's showdown, mentally tougher?
Showdowns with bladders. I did the exact same thing yesterday. Bree mopped the floor, and I said, "I actually need to piss. Can I go walk?" And she said, "It's going to be dry in 10 minutes." So I said, "I reckon I can hold it." And I did. And so we're all doing our bit when it comes to chores here.
Is it true that holding your bladder is like helps the endurance in the future? Is that true?
So the more you hold the bladder, the better your bladder muscles and bladder control is.
Yeah, and is there bladder muscles? Training your bladder. Here we go.
I assume so.
Well, treatment choices for urinary incontinence range from lifestyle changes to surgery. Okay, that's not us.
Well, there is the whole thing of you piss and then stop halfway through. There's a bit of a low-level power move.
Here we go. Bladder training techniques. Keep track for a day or two. Keep track of the times you urinate. Calculate, on average, how many hours do you wait between urination. Choose an interval based on your typical interval between urination. Select a starting interval for training that is 15 minutes longer.
What's an app?
Hold back. When you start training, empty your bladder first, then in the morning, not again until the interval you've set.
Increase so what's your sort interval. Of intervals? What are you talking?
Well, I mean, this is probably people have, quite severe... and they're doing small ones to build it out.
How long does it have to be for me to win a Wii? It's a fun
app. I'm just wondering if there's any... It is something you think about as a kid. You're like, how long can I hold this? I mean, this is what we're talking about yesterday. I was just watching TV and I was like... It was shot in Melbourne, this Restoration Australia.
Fuck, but you love that show.
Yeah, I do. It's not about the show, this bit, though. It's about seeing...
This is not a repeat, guys. This is a brand new show, which is the same thing.
No.
Go on.
Yeah. Seeing people interact in the street without masks and touching. Like...
shaking hands and stuff.
Is this your thought when you're seeing shit that was filmed a while ago? Like, is that in your mind?
It's bizarre.
Big crowds.
Isn't it... Like, how can you... Can you post shit from, like, if you've got a business and you got a video shot 6 months ago, like, it's almost like got more cut through now, posting videos that were done just before isolation, because people are like, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, well, this is actually just like Burrito Gate, really, isn't it?
What happened to Burrito Gate?
So, Burrito Gate was when Mason posted a photo of us enjoying Mexican food during a pandemic. And didn't even mention that it was a throwback or that we're in Los Angeles.
Or that it was in LA.
Can you break down your thinking on that, baby?
I just assumed everyone would sort of get... Well, 80% of people would get the vibe.
Would they get that we're in Los Angeles?
Yeah, because I tagged... If they wanted to check the location, I tagged Pinchos Nachos, so...
It's probably more confusing. I think it probably just needed one extra line, which just said throwback to LA.
TBT would have done it.
Yeah.
I watched a film last night from start to finish.
Mate, oh, well, congratulations. What time if did you I start? Had really? Control of the clap effect, yep, there you go.
Thank you. Actually, GB what? Has
GB, did has you just play effect. One as
no,
well?
No, that was me, but no, GB can. Do you want to test yours out?
He's...
that's
similar. You sounds guys are matching.
Similar. Sounds very similar. No, I watched the film Steve Jobs.
Yeah. With Michael Fassbender.
Yes, with the one that you said, Sebs. Ashton Kutcher had one called Jobs. And I think that's the one that everyone watched. But Steve Jobs was the actual... It has Seth Rogen in it. It's... it was awesome. So the reason why...
Watch that.
Yeah, so I found it because I assumed that I'd already watched it because I love like any Steve Jobs stuff. And I've got his glasses, fucking, you know. I was doing that masterclass on screenwriting and the guy who takes it, Aaron Sorkin, he wrote The Social Network as well as Steve Jobs.
As well as West Wing, some of his old stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so I, what I did last night was I got my iPad.
Oh, a few I loaded. Good men as well.
What was that?
A Few Good Men as well.
Oh, that's good.
That's a big movie.
Big in theatre. He sort of started as a theatre director/writer. Anyway, I loaded up onto my iPad the screenplay for the film, and then simultaneously watched the film. Whilst reading the screenplay,
I don't mind that. I don't mind that because what you're trying difference? To do is
there was
you're trying bit. To get the vibe, you're trying to feel it. Like if it's a whole energy going on there.
Well, the thing with Aaron Sorkin's writing, if you've watched either of those films, they're very dialogue heavy. So it's all like da, 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 like it's just from like if you read the script, there's hardly like in a screenplay normally. Dialogue is broken up with action and sort of descriptors and things like that. It's just like dialogue, 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 dialogue. And so you're just spending all of your time in that dialogue. But it was interesting.
Yeah, and this is epic because I used to follow an account on Instagram. And I've just brought it up. I think it's called Outstanding Screenplays. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they actually play the... It's a bit hard to see.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, yeah.
They play the video and they scroll through a little bit of the screenplay. So you get a little tease of it on Instagram. So you get to see how the actors are changing the script and what was actually originally written.
I reckon you started following them on The Daily Talk Show and Josh culled them because I think I've seen that before.
No, I think...
I feel like I've seen it.
No, yeah, no, I definitely followed them. I remember that. Yeah, I don't think I culled them. I think that, I mean, I haven't been on social for a while. But do you think it's a good use of if we're going to use the second screen, if we want to have the TV and then be doing something else, do you think it would add or detract from the experience?
I think it detracts. I think it's a experience, but if you're looking at what it's detracting from, it's a focus on one thing. And so they're two different things. So what do you want? Do you want to immerse in something, being focused on it, and have the attention solely on a film or a screenplay, or do you want to share your focus across and be distracted from both?
Or is it? But maybe if you look at them as, if I was reading a screenplay that was a different film, I get that.
Is this a guy that likes orgies more than one-on-one sex because orgies, there's more stimulation going on?
No, because I'm fucking the same partner. It's the same thing. That's what you're getting confused about.
You're just reading the transcript.
Yeah. No, I'm just being a bit about the whole thing. You know what? It's like I'm having sex, but I've got a mirror. That's what it's like.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Because you don't... watch movies start to finish, so.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I finished. True. And so it was the main thing.
How long did it take?
Aaron Sorkin films are long. But it was
your
great.
Your nickname, Aaron Sorkin.
I probably spent half an hour watching and reading, and then there was enough of a difference, and I sort of got a little bit lost. I ended up putting it down, but it did exactly what I wanted, which was... get into the film, yeah, learn a little bit about the dialogue and the script stuff, and then I could like enjoy it. So it was like it felt like a win-win.
So it's almost right. An onboarding that you need to understand. Like you've created more buy-in in the time. It's a weird approach because
but also learning craft too. Well, because the thing is that like if you think about, I started making videos and doing all of that sort of stuff when I was, and also like learning about the craft of filmmaking when I was like 11 or 12. And so since then, every time I've gone to the movies, I'm never just like the problem is with me, I can't just watch a film. I'm looking at the cinematography, thinking about what lens they're potentially using, where the light's coming from, continuity.
Yeah. I'm exactly the same.
They've salvaged that shot. They fucked it. They've,
It's the worst when you can see the story. It's the worst when you can see the mouth moving and they're saying different from like the dialogue. Shot. It's outrageous.
Reference, but I mean, that's very common. So they're getting the shoulder shot. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they're stand-ins. Sometimes, so who was it? An actor was telling me that he was pissed about a co-host that he had, an actor that was in the film with him. Yeah, it was a co-star. They were two leading roles. And she would do all her scenes where she has to be facing camera and then whatever they call that secondary shot where it's over the shoulder, she would have her stand-in. And so she would leave. Mm-hmm. And he's like, she would complain about having to put in the time and then she'd leave. It's
not great for vibe.
Horrible for vibe because the actor's there looking at a person that isn't them, but they obviously from sight. I mean, probably what's happening a lot. I heard a guy talking about how they're doing films now in Los Angeles. So they, because of the COVID stuff, what they're doing is only on set actors, directors in the scene. Mm-hmm. They do the run through, they leave, lighting, gaff, come in, set up. And so it's all segmented now. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying, before it was like, they're lighting the scene, they've got the actors there, everyone's there, producers and shit. Now it's like so rigid in, comes in one, come in the next, like far out. It's broken up the process. I wonder how it feels, you know, we all get sort of in our ways or like, you know, you get comfy with a certain way. Mm. Wonder how uncomfortable it is, you know, for these people.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a good compromise. If you're still able to make films and stuff, it's great. I want to know how everyone went last night, 97, you had date night. How was date night? What were the highs? What were the lows? Give us a rundown.
The lows. Well, the date night was great. We watched The Departed and we also got some food from Mr. Bianco in Q.
You're getting paid because you say the same way every time. And you make sure that you mention the suburb.
Nah, Mr. Bianco Q, it's 121. No. No, it was lovely though. We had Wagyu and Noki. But I would recommend
it. It's the same show, isn't it? It's the same show. So what did anything different happen? I guess that's what I was asking.
Yeah, no. Well, so we got dressed up. I put jeans and a shirt on, and Grace put a dress on, and
so cute.
Got some candles out. I was going to put them on the floor, but it was a bit of a fire hazard, so I just put them on the desk.
That's all right.
And the movie was great. The Departed was a great film.
Mm-hmm. And how was the eating experience? Like, where do you have the food? Do you put it on the like a table or?
Nah, straight. So picnic rug straight on the floor, and then you're just propped up against all your cushions, and then you're just digging into the containers and putting it onto your plate.
Right. It's great. Any learning?
Any learning? No, I don't think so.
What do you like about the movie?
It's a long movie. It felt like a long movie.
How long did it go for? You love long movies.
It was almost 3 hours. Oh, I think it was 2 hours 40 really or something long. Like that. But no, it's really great. Like big names in it, like Matt Damon,
Leo's
Mark Wahlberg, Jack Nicholson, Leo DiCaprio, Alec Baldwin. But yeah, no, I think the best part of the film, you're not really sure at what point they're going to find out that there are insiders in both the police and the game.
So it sounds like a spoiler.
You just gave it away. Yeah, it's from 2006, that film.
That's not a giveaway.
That's absolutely not a giveaway.
Well, it's a pretty dark film, though. That was the biggest surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, finding out, like, you're on edge to find out when.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen
it. There are points where you're just like, oh, are they going to find out here? Or are they going to find out later? So it's.
Yeah, the premise is he's an undercover in a gang or undercover guy in a gang. So it's like there's always that tension of will he be found out, like going deep into being an undercover. Imagine the undercovers at the moment. Think about like the real, there would be undercover police in Victoria that are, you know, dabbling in the gang shit to try and land, you know, criminals, you know, catch criminals. I wonder what that shit's going on, what that's like at the moment.
I saw unmarked cop, I should say, like speeding down Smith Street last night with sirens going and stuff, which I thought was interesting. Yeah,
I've seen that. I saw that recently. It was three unmarked cars flooring it down Victoria Street, and it was like, it must have been something serious. Like,
yeah.
Detective. They looked like detectives because they had suits on.
Yeah, I wonder what they did. Like, what are they rushing to?
This morning I saw on Facebook, this is nothing to, you're missing nothing, Josh. I just saw this woman who I don't even know. I'm really considering canning so many people at the moment. I'm just like, I don't know, you're out.
Why do you have the person?
She added me,
and I think she's, it was my auntie
from Craig Hart. yeah, it is. Fuck, it is your auntie. No. I don't know.
Your auntie. That was your auntie.
She posted something like, there was a police screaming down the street. Sounds like explosions near Campbellfield. And I jumped on at that. Just when I saw it, I was like, oh, what's going on here? Is there something that's happened? And then 1 hour ago, factory fire at Campbellfield. And so probably that was the explosions. That there was breaking news. Yeah, residents in Melbourne's north have woken to the smell of smoke and the sounds of explosions after fire erupted in a factory in Campbellfield. I mean,
this
is definitely
the one
who
called in.
Yeah, definitely. You get your breaking news.
That's her quote. Yeah,
yeah, and then you get your bullshit. There is nothing good about it. Josh, how is your experience? You've been off. You haven't really wanted to talk too much about it. I feel like it's you're doing it. It's great.
40% down on my phone screen time.
Wow.
That is
and
pretty,
so
that's
quite good. And that includes versus 4 hours of Monopoly
nice.
On the phone. Like, so, yeah, there's
can
no...
Can you do a check-in? Tell me. What's your screen time?
ATM. Yeah, sure.
So, 40% on last week.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Screen time, just bring it up. Still definitely needs improvements. The percentage... I've done a radio industry, you know, lead with your best number. So last week's average, five hours 55 minutes each day, 40%.
That's all right. That's great.
And so if you look at yesterday, 3 hours and 41 minutes. Interestingly, like if you, so if I go to the week, the breakdown, it used to be like Instagram number one and all that sort of thing. Now the breakdown is Chrome is 7 hours and 52 minutes. That's doing some of that, like just
Instagram.
Looking at websites.
Instagram.
It's just looking at websites.
Are your websites showing up? So if you scroll down to the bottom, you can actually, maybe not on Chrome, but Safari shows the URLs and how long you spent on each URL.
Oh, that would have been great.
It's like, so mine, The Verge says like 60 minutes for the week.
Yeah, so I don't see that info, but there is...
This is where people are realising how much time they're looking at Pornhub. It's like, oh, shit.
I wonder if Incognito, surely Incognito, they're...
It wouldn't, I don't think they're
not
it.
Picking it up. Oh, you think or you know?
Nah, I'd think.
So there's Chrome, number one. Number two is messages at 6 hours and 35 minutes. And as I mentioned, Monopoly at 4 hours. 23. I was messaging Sevs yesterday because I'm trying to think of what the days are going really long because I'm not doing as much, right? Or I'm not like stimulating my mind with just shit. So I'm like, I'm reading, like, you realize how like reading you can only read a certain amount before you're like, oh, I want to do something else or whatever. Mm. And so one of the thoughts I had was, especially as I'm getting back into my screenwriting stuff, because I did a diploma of writing and editing or whatever when I was fucking 20. And yes, I want to get into all the writing stuff. So I was thinking getting on Reddit and finding the subreddits that are specifically on screenwriting, writing, comedy writing, character development, all of that sort of shit. So, but Sevs, do you think this is, you spend a bit of time on Reddit or no? Are you on Reddit
used
at all?
To. No, I used to be on Reddit. So the hard thing is it's very dependent on the subreddits you follow. So I followed privacy as one subreddit, and then there was like tech news, and just like that sort of stuff. And it was great for tech news.
Is privacy for like peeping toms or what's on privacy subreddit?
Privacy goes into all the companies that's like selling your data and just like all the breaches and everything like that. So you just
drama.
Like, yeah, a lot of drama.
A lot of conspiracies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. But so that, I think that subreddit was pretty toxic. You probably wouldn't subscribe to that, but it's very, some subreddits are great.
And would you write on them?
No, okay. I would never write. I just consume. Never publish.
Do you upvote
anything.
Or whatever?
Nah.
Upvoting's easy. Nothing. Why aren't you upvoting? That seems like an easy thing you could do.
I just don't need to upvote things.
Well, I get it. Well, part of my thinking, to be honest,
it's like liking something on Facebook. I don't need to like anything on Facebook.
But then,
what about
Instagram? I don't need to like anything on Instagram.
You don't understand how the social network works, so. If you don't like
anything.
You're
not even on a social network.
I know, but I've spent a lot of time on social networks. I understand how they work. You need to like stuff. That's the backbone of the whole
Nah, you don't need to like anything. Nah.
How do they know you're there?
It's fine if I don't like anything. Everyone else can like it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised at how much engagement you get on your Mr. 97 Instagram account, because I think that I'm definitely more likely to like someone's content. Like, I feel I've got like, before I got off Instagram, you almost have these syndicates that no one knows about, but you just know that that person's going to like your Insta post every time. And so you like theirs.
What's that thing, JJ? They're like clusters. I mean, this is sounding like we're talking about the coronavirus. The clusters of people
What was that called? It's on WhatsApp pods. And stuff. Yeah, pods.
But there's even pods, businesses that have... So it's like LinkedIn have it. It's like a little, you get a tribe of 20 people. And if I put out, I mean, it's what we have, JJ. You just email,
on
message
Slack,
us
I just
and
say, guys,
please
everyone
like
this.
But what you're saying is it's playing into social media and how it works.
Mm-hmm. The Sevs algorithm is, anyway.
What's the equivalent of what Sevs is doing on social media in a real world example?
Well, it's just going to a party and just like, oh, I don't talk to anyone. Oh, I don't actually even. I just go in the corner. Yeah. I don't make any eye contact.
No, that's good.
No, I'm just there. Like, I can just look from a distance.
Voyeurism? What's that
it's
thing?
It's not even being at the party, to be honest. It's just messaging a friend and being like, mate, how's the party?
You wouldn't mess it. No, definitely not.
I get around DMs. DMs are fine.
Really? Who's your last DMs with?
I think it was Jason.
Which Jason?
Your Jace.
Coconut Crew Jace, yeah.
Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thought you were chatting.
How's the Coconut Crew
Jason
faring
Fox
in this lockdown?
Not too bad. I think the default's going to working out and just, you know, smashing the exercise, which is good. But yeah, just chilling out.
Good update.
Yeah. not the Coconut Crew.
And so the GB, what did you do last night? Did you do anything special?
We played a card game for about 5 hours, I reckon.
What was it called?
And drank lots of wine. The game was called Bean.
Bean. B-E-A-N.
Yeah, you've got 9 cards each. You have to get straight flushes and triplets or 4 of a kind. And the bean changes. So the bean was 2, then it's 3, then it's 4. Basically a wild card that can be used in anything. And first one to get rid of all their cards wins, basically.
That's fun. It took 5 hours.
You add up the amount. Yeah, it's a long game. You add up the amount of points you have at the end with how many cards you've got left in your hand. and then whoever has the least amount of points after it gets all the way up to ace, so however many rounds that is, wins. And I won by 1 point, which is a very small margin for Bing.
Oh,
came down.
Who how'd you find out about
Bing? 5 hours.
Hannah's dad taught us.
That's great.
But
that's not bad.
Yeah, great game.
And so
great game.
I mean, so you needed someone who really knows the rules, because that's the problem with these games. I just tune out. Like,
it's
if
like
I'm
baseball.
Not, I'm just like, well. Yeah. Kind of. I mean, you've got Uno. It's a very. We bought a pack of Uno for $8 last weekend. Haven't cracked it open, but we're definitely going to get it. Get it
was
started.
Was it an impulse purchase?
No, we were. Well, this was when Bodie was getting his haircut fixed after I ruined his head. Mm-hmm. And we were like, should we get some Uno? We're at the toy shop anyway. It was like next to the toy shop where mm-hmm. where the hairdresser was. And so we bought some Uno cards. But we went to one shop, they were really expensive, like $16. And then Amy's like, nah, not buying them. Found another place, ate something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the supermarkets awesome. And stuff, I feel like they're almost in the... I mean, I haven't been to the supermarket in a very long time. But I feel like the last time I went, I saw them in like a... at the top of the aisle. Like there were promos really? Going really? And stuff. Yeah.
Got supermarket. Amy went last night. She saw cops there, and they were with a guy that wasn't wearing a mask.
Really?
Great.
Yeah. They were in there. I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I said. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Well,
we went to Vic Gardens a while ago, and yeah, same exactly the same thing. They're just cops out there just looking at people, just trying to find the mask. Exact.
Got to get that.
Exactly.
Make that money back somehow.
What does that mean, JB?
I don't know. Just like the government,
JobKeeper, you know,
JobKeeper cash,
funded by fines. Yeah.
I wonder if someone doesn't pay, will it just go to a what's it called when the if you don't pay your fines? No, yeah, like
sheriff's department.
Sheriff. Is that what's
like Ash Williams? What would he do?
Yeah,
if you don't pay your mask fine,
yeah,
it will go. Definitely,
I'm sure they can detain
someone that will mm-hmm. start chasing it.
Because remember, there's varying levels of fines. Like I remember the, I always vote, but if you don't vote, you get fined, and a lot of people end up getting out of those fines.
Well, but then you didn't have to vote either,
mm.
and so it's
like $150 or something.
Mm. Yeah, $150. It's ridiculous though. Mm. Like
it's like 12 packs of Uno or something. It's more. No, but one thing that I was thinking about yesterday, I was doing a search on something, and I saw our podcast is doing quite well around for Australian podcasts around like English and people learning English. I've mentioned this before, but there is a huge, huge, huge market, and I think that there is a little pivot. It's only small that we could do. And part of the pivot would require us to change the names of our titles to be sort of more in line with what people are searching. So how do we feel about talking today about Australian English with transcripts? If we can call today's episode Australian English with transcripts or Australian podcast... with transcripts. Australian,
okay. Or do we need English? I feel like, is English important to be in there?
It could be. So if you type
Australian English podcast with transcripts?
Yeah.
Is it too much?
Yeah, I think that's good. And so what the question is, I actually really want to support people who are wanting to learn English. What do you need from us to make the experience better? hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Are there little changes that we could make? Do we need to sort of talk slower? Are you just happy listening to the way it is? Because, TJ, how would you feel if I was to say we just change our podcast by 10% from a content perspective and we will triple our audience?
Really? To people that are just learning consuming English. It to learn English. Are they a fleeting audience? Do they stay by?
I think they would.
What's their
So there's the. Do you know about the OET?
OET.
It's extremely it's inside baseball.
What is OET?
So OET is the English language test that healthcare professionals or people who are working in government and stuff like that have to do before they come to Australia, I believe.
Okay.
So they have to do this OET. So there's also something about how would you feel if we were to get a guest on that's an OET specialist that we just interview as well.
The Occupational English Test. Yeah. Well, I mean, English is hard, and I speak it fluently.
You're a professional.
I'm flexing on my own language.
Go on. How fluent are you?
I'm pretty fluent. It's
congrats.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird flex. It's not like I can speak any other language. But I mean, there's some people that speak English that, you know, subpar. They've got a subpar vocab.
Yeah.
And so, they really do an average job with the thing that they were born with, you know?
And so how do we feel?
Like, the thing you're born with.
How much is the titles important to the show? Like, do you think that Gronks
will
be
What are you talking
cool?
about titles? I still don't understand the
so
titles.
The Spotify, the YouTube title.
An episode title.
I'm literally thinking, yeah, okay, but you didn't say that. Title, people could be thinking titles of us, a host, a producer.
The title of the episode.
Oh, I think, yeah, definitely important and kind of alienating when we're just really sort of going for optimization purposes.
Well, so if we called it the Australian English podcast, how do we feel about that as just one, as today's episode title?
Yeah, I mean, once in a blue moon. Every now and then.
About just getting rid of weekend banter there. And weekend banter can just be English lessons.
Yeah, weekend English banter.
Yeah, hey guys, we're here to support the OET. Josh has now become an expert in occupational blah, 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 whatever it is, English test. And he's here to help you. Any questions? Any questions?
GB, what do you think?
Yeah, love it. Bring back word of the day, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Bring back... sayings, TJ. Okay.
Sayings and where they came
sayings
from.
Sayings and their origins.
Okay.
Yeah. That's two easy ones, mate. to get in there.
And we've spoken about it enough now that it can actually be a title for the show. So
yeah, good.
Okay, I'll go first then when it comes to words.
All right.
Yeah. It's pretty simple though, but I think like we've got to think about the audience. You're just getting started. Yep. So the book that caught my eye on my bookshelf is How to Be Idle. And so How to Be Idle, I think it's a very relevant book in these times. I'll just read you the
20 pages in.
We could do 20 pages in. So 20 pages in was another benchmark that I was doing where I would review a book based on the first 20 pages. But the first line is, society today extols the virtues of efficiency and frowns upon laziness. But as Oscar Wilde once said, doing nothing is hard work. Okay, so this is a great book. I was going to look up the word idle, but I think we all know what idle is. The word that I don't know what it was extols. So E-X-T-O-L-S, putting it in a sentence, society today extols the virtues. Extols is praise enthusiastically. Extolled the virtues of the Russian peoples.
That's on Google. Interesting. It sounds like it should mean the opposite. It sounds almost negative.
Yeah, it does sound negative, doesn't it?
No, praise
the Russian people
enthusiastically.
Pumped.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have learned that unless you listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
the Australian English podcast.
Good one.
This transcript's going to be great for SEO.
Yeah, I think it's
great. All right. I've got a saying and where it comes from.
Great.
Saved by the bell. Yeah. So, its meaning, rescued from an unwanted situation. As scary as it sounds, being buried alive was once a common occurrence. People who feared succumbing to such a fate were buried in special coffins that connected to a bell above ground. At night, guards listened for any bells in case they had to dig up a living person and save them by the bell. Love that one.
Wow.
I thought it was just saved a great 80s or 90s TV show, which was also really good.
The Departed.
Yeah. Oh, mate, oh, this is great. How do we feel about doing this at the top? I don't know if we could do it at the top of episodes or we should do it as a bit of an end thing to make sure that people listen through to the end. But look, we can talk about it. But I think this is great. The Australian Podcast Ranker episode, if you type in Australian podcast, that's on YouTube. It's got over 4,500 views and it's got like heaps of sort of engagement and stuff. And that's because I think people are looking for an Australian podcast to learn English.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Australian and so English I wonder what podcast. The view time is other than just all of the people in commercial radio watching that episode to hear us slamming the Australian Podcast Ranker.
But think about it this way. Think about it. If you're wanting to learn English, it's not just I'm going to listen to 30 seconds. You just need to have this on all of the time.
Mm. Yeah.
It's easier than Duolingo.
Yes. Yeah. We're easier than
better.
Duolingo.
Yeah. We are better than Duolingo.
Could we?
Or is Duolingo free?
There's a free version. what we could do, though, is if you are someone who is learning English or if you're familiar with this sort of community industry, if there's any forums where you can share the daily talk show on the forum and saying, hey, this is how I learn English, let's try and see if we can. And it's not being greedy or selfish or like this is us trying to help the world in a little way. Which is whilst everyone's stuck, they can't travel, let's get a bunch of people...
Of SEO juice.
Yeah, of SEO juice, but also a bunch of people learning English so that when everything opens up, they can come and do their, you know, 1 year as a doctor, you know, in emergency here. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be I love that. But they're just like, you know, that last patient, here's a gronk.
Exactly.
You will pick up the good with the bad, you know. Yeah. There's probably a bit more bad.
Like the accent. Perfect. All right.
Yeah, it was very neutral, that accent, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah. It was just, it was a
this
character.
This is exciting.
Yeah. I'm fired up. Yeah, this is
so exciting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else, guys, before we go? What did you do, TJ, for your evening?
Mate, not much. It's always just centered around Bodhi trying to get him to bed.
Bree showed me an Insta story. She's like, oh, you're not an Insta, but Tommy's going crazy.
Oh, she showed me a photo of you. You were loose.
And you weren't even drinking.
Just rocking it
out. No, I was just dancing. I was cooking curry. We've done a curry every night. Mm-hmm. We got these cheap curry sachets, which are great. And last night was butter chicken.
Yeah.
Perfect. It was so nice. And then... cooked that and just was dancing in the kitchen. And then Amy was videoing it and she said, I'm posting it. I said, be sure to tag me.
Any new followers?
No, but it's... No new followers. Fucking bullshit. Anyway, there you go. It's... Sevs, did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
Did you actually send an emoji saying you loved it or you just passively
loved it? No. Just in the corner.
Backseat, no worries.
Any fire emoji or anything? No.
Nah, nothing. Just watching from afar.
If you're on Sev's social media for the Daily Talk Show and you just so happen to be in the feed where things are getting pushed in, just double tap whatever's on screen.
Yeah, just like it.
Just double tap. Don't even think about it. It's not an emotional thing. It's just a double tap.
Sharing the love.
Share the love.
Great. Okay. It's the Daily Talk Show. You're
an Australian,
otherwise
English
known
podcast.
As the Daily Talk Show, the Australian English podcast.
Yeah, helping you learn English through easy banter between friends. Enjoy
so
the rest of your day, everyone.
OET.
It's important. The occupational. What's it called again?
English test. Occupational English test.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
Oh, it's just for healthcare professionals. So it's just, as you mentioned,
so
we're going to have a huge impact on society.
Very
mate,
important.
Smart people listen to this show.
Charles says in the comments, I learnt some much English just then. Wow. This is Charles in the chat. Great. Okay. Thank you, Charles. Enjoy the rest of your day. Love you. Bye.
See you guys.
See ya.